At KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting 6 crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs, plus 4 biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. All that juicy, original recipe chicken for only 10 bucks every day. Now that's finger-lickin' good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax, tip, and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms.
This is the Adam Carriker Show.
Position right of the quarterback, out of the shotgun, first and 20. Jailbreak screen in the air. It is tipped. It is intercepted by Carriker at the Missouri 21-yard line.
Live from the heart of Lincoln, America, eight-year NFL vet and All-American defensive lineman Adam Carriker.
Shotgun snap to Everett. He's got the left arm going, and now he's got a whole lot of Adam Carriker who rips him down inside the 25-yard line.
A 93.7 The Ticket and theticketfm.com. Here is your host, Adam Carriker.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, welcome into Hour 2. The Adam Carriker Show here on 93.7 The Ticket. We're going to talk about Heinrich Harburg opening up. Marcus Satterfield possibly earning some respect. I'll tell you what, last fall when he shook my hand, looked me in the eye, you earned some respect on my end. But first, we have a Carriker's Trivia Challenge. I was going to say victim, but participant. I believe it's Patrick. Is Patrick on the line?
I am.
All right, Patrick. How you doing, my friend?
I'm doing great. How about you?
I am glorious. So full disclosure, I tried to get Jake to tell me what the topic was for the questions during the break, and he refused. So Jake has your back and not mine, apparently.
Well, I don't know what the topic is either.
That's what he said. I was like, well, come on, man. We worked together. He's like, nope, I ain't telling you. So I don't know Jack Diddley Squad. Go ahead, Jake.
All right. So the challenge today is Nebraska record holders in the record books for Nebraska football. So should be a fun one to do. You start with Adam or Patrick first?
Oh, guest goes first.
Let's go with the Patrick first. Okay. Patrick will get some game show music going here. These are either-or questions, so you can't be that far off. Who holds the record for total offense in a season at Nebraska with 3,890 yards? Was it Taylor Martinez or Joe Gans?
Taylor Martinez.
That is correct. It was Taylor Martinez. There is a point for Patrick. Who has the longest punt return in Nebraska history of 95 yards? Is it Bobby Newcomb or Eric Haig?
Newcomb.
It is actually Haig. Newcomb's was 94 yards.
So. Otherwise, that'd have been completely random to throw Eric Haig in there just out of nowhere. Go ahead.
Well, he had the long one against Texas.
Oh, that's true.
So there you go. Adam Carriker is tied for 6th in career tackles for loss at Nebraska with 41 tackles for loss. Who is he tied with? Is it Willie Harper or Broderick Thomas?
Broderick Thomas.
It is actually Willie Harper. So.
Is it bad that I didn't know the answer to that question? Yeah. I was like, I don't know the answer to that.
I couldn't put that in your line of questioning because he
would have got it wrong.
All right, 1 point there for Patrick. Let's see how Adam does. Who is the only Husker to have 3 of the top 10 all-purpose yard seasons in Nebraska history? Is it Mike Rozier or Amir Abdullah?
Amir Abdullah.
It is Amir Abdullah. There is 1 point for you. Who holds the record for kick return yards in a season with 1,094? Is it Courtney Grigsby or Josh Davis?
Well, this is unfair. I lived 15 minutes from Josh for like 10 years.
Oh.
So I've heard no less than, I love you, Josh, 1 million times how he's the all-time kick returning yardage leader. So it's Josh.
Well, that's in a career, not in a season. It's actually Courtney Grigsby.
You. All right. Well, that's technicality. Gosh dang it. That sucks, by the way.
So you got to get this one right here. Who holds the record for tackles for loss in a season at Nebraska with 25? Excuse me. Is it Jim Scott or Ndamukong Suh?
I'm going to go Jim Scott.
It is Jim Scott. Congratulations. You have knocked off Patrick for the win today. Sorry, Patrick, but thanks for playing.
Thank you for joining us, Patrick. We appreciate it.
Hey, thanks, guys.
Now, here's the deal. We still got to give away a prize. So be the first person. Is it the first person? We used to do third.
Let's do first.
Be the first person to call in. What's that number, Jake?
402. Actually, I don't have it in front of me now. 464-5685.
Like we haven't said it enough that we don't know. All right. And Patrick, you can be the first person to call back in. You can still win. Call that number. We need to give away a prize. All right. Let's dive into a little bit of Nebraska football here. Now, it was interesting. I was at my son's baseball game last night in high school. And there was like a 12-year, I don't know, a little, like a younger kid's game going on behind us. They had walk-up songs. And I think I've shared that my daughter Dakota's walk-up song she plays on the Braves boys baseball team for 9U is Stone Cold Shattering Glass. Okay. Which is just phenomenal, by the way. So I'm sitting here and I'm looking at one field. And the field behind me is facing the opposite way. So I'm not looking. I'm not watching the game. I don't know anybody in the game. I have no tie to it. All of a sudden, I forgot how the song goes. Little Einsteins. I can't remember how it goes. My kids used to listen to it all the time when they were little. The Little Einsteins theme song starts playing and I turn around and there's like this 12, 13-year-old kid walking up to hit to the Little Einsteins theme song. And I'm like, wow, that takes real guts right there. That would be, would that be you, Jake? Would you have some sort of, I'm a Barbie girl? Would that be your walk-up song?
I don't think so. No. I think I'd probably pick a good wrestling entrance, but like your daughter did. But that's just so cool that they get the walk-up music and, you know, that at least it's funny because you say it, even at that age, you can be nostalgic.
I was like, wow, that takes some guts right there. I like that. All right, Satterfield. All right. Oh, and we're going on our trip in our favorite rocket ship. Swinging through the skies, Little Einsteins. I think I got that one part wrong, but somebody texted me the rest of the line, so thank you.
I've never seen that. I don't know that one.
Thank you for helping me out with that. One of my kids, I'll spare who it is because they would be embarrassed, just endlessly listened to that song like over 10 years ago. So there was a point in time where I knew it word for word for word. Now I'm having a hard time thinking of it, but it's a catchy little song, I tell you what. All right. Marcus Satterfield on why he stayed here at the University of Nebraska at his press conference the other day. He talked about they preach adversity every day here. And he said he was no different than a player being benched. He still believes in what they are doing here and wants to be part of it. Man.
At KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting 6 crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs, plus 4 biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. All that juicy original recipe chicken for only $10 every day. Now that's finger-licking good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax, tip, and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms.
I'm going to read the exact quote. And I quote, "We preach every day there's going to be adversity." All right. "What happened to me is no different than a player getting benched." End quote. Talking about the adversity of last season. Says he believes in the program as much or more than ever. I'm not going to lie to you, man. Because it is easy if you've never been in a position to be scrutinized. And I don't mean from a couple of people or mom and dad, or I mean like in the public eye, like being the offensive coordinator at Nebraska. And I'm one of the guys that scrutinized him as much or more than anybody. And I still feel everything I said was fair. And when I went to practice, he shook my hand, looked me in the eye, and then what he said in that press conference. "Every day we preach adversity here, and he was no different than a player being benched." I tell you what, it's hard not to gain respect for a guy who says, "Hey, this wasn't on the coach. This wasn't on the quarterback. This wasn't on anybody." Because he talks later in the press conference, we'll get to it, about how he enjoys working with these guys. Now the coaches are on the same page. The very next note I have, all the coaches are on the same page. Having the time of his life. Never been happier as a coach. Like, man, I respect that so much, because to be in a position like that where you're being that scrutinized to that level, and like he said, getting benched like a player, and to respond like that. Dude, I'll be honest, when he got hired here, I was not uber excited. When the fans of the team that you came from are celebrating that you're gone, that made me not excited. I find it impossible not to root for him now and not to like him now and not have a much larger level of respect. The way he has responded to this, the way he's reacting to this, his mental approach to this. I got nothing but respect for Marcus Satterfield at this point. What do you got? What are your thoughts there, Jake?
Yeah, it's just, it's cool. And you know, I know people would look at it and obviously he's worked and succeeded as the offensive coordinator under Matt Rhule before. I know some people might not love, like you said, have loved the hire or thought that maybe he had the resume, but it worked under Coach Rhule before. So I think it speaks largely on Coach Rhule too, and what he does and what he believes, that Satterfield would stick around too. We've just seen moves. And again, college football changing makes it a little bit jarring or shocking, but we've just seen moves you've never seen before. Like the, the whole Holgorsen move to begin with. They could grab an ex, you know, 13-year coach to come in midseason when he hasn't been connected to your program to be your offensive coordinator. That's something I hadn't seen before. To see somebody get demoted from a $1.4 million offensive coordinator job and say, you know what, I'm okay just focusing on tight ends. I hadn't seen anything like that before. So I think it does tell you a little bit about the closeness of the staff, and particularly the relationship between Matt Rhule and Coach Satterfield and the belief there. You know, and that's the good thing, because, you know, if you look at it and you break it down, you know, it's not a great sign that you have to let your offensive coordinator go, right, 2.5 seasons in. And so there might be questions among the fan base, but at least there's not questions among Satterfield, even though he failed to live up to what he was hired to do. He still believes in the overall process and feels that, you know, in this new role, he can help get him there. So, yeah, a lot of respect goes his way.
You know, this isn't something that's easy for head coaches. So my 2002, the year that I redshirted, so I didn't play. I just practiced and lifted and whatnot. We go to the bowl game. Not a great season. Okay, 7-7, which nowadays we'd be storming the field. Back then, people were getting fired. The bowl game is over. We're back at the hotel. And I'm walking on the elevator, and Coach Solich is on the elevator. And I was going to say something to him, but I could see he was highly emotional. Like, highly emotional. So I didn't say anything. It's not like there was any rudeness or anything. I could just see he was highly emotional. He clearly was dealing with those emotions. So we took the elevator ride. I got off, and I was like, man, he took that loss really hard because we lost the bowl game. I have no doubt that he took the loss really hard, but what I've come to realize since, literally the very next morning, certain guys were fired that he had coached with for 20 to 30 years. He had to let go of certain guys, coordinators, position coaches. And I've come to realize I was probably getting on the elevator during one of the moments where he was coming to that realization of his own. And so it's not easy for head coaches to have to do stuff like this and deal with stuff like this, but it is part of the job. All right. So just keep that in mind when Rhule's making these tough decisions. They are truly extremely tough, especially as close as we know that Rhule and Satterfield are. Satterfield, again, he did say he's having the time of his life, never been happier as a coach. Sometimes a negative can be seen as a blessing. Sometimes less can be more. Being the tight ends coach, pulling back the reins a little bit, probably allows him to step back and look at certain things. And he said he's taking the opportunity to learn from one of the best who's ever done it, in Dana Holgorsen. And he's happier than he's ever been. Sometimes a strength can become a weakness, like we talked about in hour one. A negative can become a blessing. And sometimes less is more. All right. Talked about Heinrich Harburg. Harburg is getting better every day, exactly where he needs to be. It's interesting because we're getting such mixed messaging when it comes to Harburg. Work in progress, going to make an impact for us. That was Holgorsen a week ago. Now he's getting better every day, exactly where he needs to be. It's kind of an answer without an answer, but it's obviously, you know, swung in the more positive direction. But, I mean, I'm excited to see what Harburg can do. I have no doubt he's going to make plays for us. Talked about Lindenmeyer. All right, obviously Satterfield is the tight ends coach now. All right, just the tight ends coach. I shouldn't say just, but focusing on tight ends. Lindenmeyer is a leader, does everything the right way on and off the field. All right, in about a minute here, the Royals pregame, where we're going to have some go to break, some commercials, pay some bills, and at 12:30, the Royals pregame will start. Fear not, fret not, my friends. The Adam Carriker Show will continue on the streaming platforms. All right, so you can continue to watch the show, or you can go check out the Royals pregame, whatever suits your fancy. When we come back, Rob Dvorak had some interesting things to say. Heinrich Harburg opens up as well. And is there anything from the text line we need to get to at some point the last 30 minutes of the show?
Yeah, we'll see. We'll see if they got some stuff in.
All right. Jake gave me kind of a middle of the road answer. We'll figure that out as well. Don't go anywhere. We'll be right back.
If you love to travel, Capital One has a rewards credit card that's perfect for you. With the Capital One Venture X card, you earn unlimited double miles on everything you buy. Plus, you get premium benefits at a collection of luxury hotels when you book on Capital One Travel. And with Venture X, you get access to over 1,000 airport lounges worldwide. Open up a world of travel possibilities with the Capital One Venture X card. What's in your wallet?
Terms apply. Lounge access is subject to change. See CapitalOne.com for details.